It's about 3 months.
Of the rationale is that it's in the city and you won't have to travel quite as far, maybe, or I don't know.
It doesn't make any difference whether you drive from here or if you go to North Augusta to get a wrecked car. The procedures are the same. Mm-hmm. I mean,
what is North Augusta?
Okay, can you do us a favor?
I don't even know, actually, because we don't do North. See, we deal with Aiken. Our main, especially with like this kind of stuff, we deal just with Aiken because you have a response time you have to be to.
Jeff, can you put something in writing to us? Write us a letter.
Yes, sir.
With something easy to see that a sixth grader could understand.
Yes.
So, what I'm wondering is,
for me,
you said a standard tow rate was $100. The storage fee cap, $20.
Well, on average, we charge $20 a day.
Sure.
Like if you have a wrecked car.
Right.
But it doesn't start after the first 24 hours. It starts when we get, when it gets back to our storage.
What about if it's just like your daytime's 85, your nighttime's 125, and your storage is 20? What's wrong with that?
That's better than what we got.
I mean, it's something to where, his standard fee is 85 daytime, which is what ours is.
Right.
It's a nighttime call that are more expensive.
Nighttime and storage. And the other thing that really I think needs to be looked at would be the flat 125. For a band, I understand if it's a seizure or something that, if it's a stolen vehicle, a lot of times the customers, the police department ends up paying back for the bill. So I can see even the sheriff's department has got a flat fee when it's a stolen vehicle.
Well, send a letter in and then let's do some checking about what else is.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll check other cities too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Thank
you for waiting so long too.
When is the next
13th of June?
13th of June. That's
you got any comments on a tattoo or any other developments?
I have no tattoos in my mouth. My wife would probably be going home.
Put his sticker on the towed vehicle's bumper.
Okay, we need a motion and a second on this.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any other discussion on this piece of it? Of this? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Okay, passes unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Jeff, thank you. And your friend back there, thank you.
Can you give me a ride home?
Yeah. This morning.
Item 9 is first reading of an ordinance to borrow funds to pursue capital sales tax projects.
Yes, sir. This is an ordinance authorizing borrowing from the City of Aiken's general fund special holding account as outlined in this ordinance for the purpose of funding the purchase of real estate. We've discussed in the past that the Parks and Recreation and Tourism Department would like to purchase a building. It appears that we probably will be able to bring this to you at the next meeting. The building looks like it'll cost around $800,000. Then once we make improvements on that and those at the Woodward House, we'll need somewhere around $1.2 million or a little bit more. But since we had $1.5 and the 1 cent sales tax, we're asking for $1.5 maximum. We'll borrow the money as we need it. So we're asking for your approval on first reading tonight to approve us to be able to borrow money from the special holding accounts for purchase, for the purpose of purchasing this building and to the upfitting of it, plus the Woodward House.
Okay.
So moved.
Second. Say any discussion? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. Okay. Petitions and requests. Number one, a request for accommodation tax funds for the Aiken Polo Club.
Yes, sir. You get these on a semi-frequent basis. This is Aiken Polo Club. Would like to send out a brochure that would be sent to around 5,000 individuals outside the Aiken area to talk to them about their season in the fall in conjunction with the Gold Cup. The Accommodation Tax Committee met. They voted 5-0 to recommend $12,000 to assist in this printing cost. We do have more than enough funds to meet this recommendation.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? Let me say, Roger was there. I was there. Who else was there? Dick was there. That was something else out at the Newbridge Polo Club.
No, I wasn't there. I was talking about the meeting we had
Sunday.
Roger and I had.
Yesterday. Beautiful place out there. If you haven't been out there, five beautiful polo fields.
Wow.
It is gorgeous.
Oh, that's good. That's
okay.
Good.
Show of hands, please. All in favor? Oh, that's what we're doing.
That's what we're voting.
Okay. Passes unanimously. pardon me for going on and on. All right, request for approval of resolution relocating capital project sales tax.
Now, this is a procedural thing. We checked with our bond attorney, and he said that as we move forward with our capital project, in the actual referendum, it listed each project and how much we were planning on spending. Obviously, we did not know to the penny exactly what would be spent on each project. We had money left over from the Center for the Performing Arts to not spend as much on that. We want to reallocate the money from that to the streetscape, street paving, and especially the recreation facility projects in the amount that's listed here. And we need your approval when this gets all over and done with. We know that we have $12 million and some odd amount that we'll have to come down to the exact penny as to what we spend. We can't add any new projects to it, but within those projects you could reallocate, and that's what we're asking tonight, to approve this reallocation of funds from the 2000 capital project sales tax.
Okay.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
The 900,000, what was the total amount for the playhouse? Was that a second portion? That we did 1.5 initially, right?
The 1.5 million came from, at that time, hospitality and accommodation taxes.
All right. And this was
this was some additional amount to cover the shortfall that we had at the time. We did not need as much.
Okay, all in favor, show of hands, please. Passes unanimously. Okay. Anybody want to talk about anything else? Okay, we stand adjourned.